Hi, this is Roger, and welcome to the second in my series of Picture Boos. Picture Boos are a series of audio boo broadcasts in which I look at a photograph I've taken, give you some idea of the context in which it was taken, give you some idea of the thought process that was going through my mind as I pressed the shutter. Okay, this week we're looking at a photograph I took at a wedding last year, and for me this picture is all about the tenderness, the tender gesture of the bride's hand on the flower girl's forehead there. There's a very motherly thing happening there. It's just a beautiful, beautiful moment, and I just think it says a lot about their relationship. And I think it reveals a lot about the bride as well, a caring side, a caring nature. Now, the thing about this photograph is that it was shot through glass. And glass can be either the documentary photographer's best friend, or it can just be an absolute nightmare, absolute nightmare. What you have with glass, of course, is reflections. Now, if you know my work, if you listen to the previous picture boo that I did, you'll know that I do love my reflections. But in this particular instance, the reflections was my enemy. Because if you look into the window there, you'll see a hedge line. Now, the hedge is quite dark. So below that, below the line there, the reflection of the hedge actually helps me, because it actually helps me look into the car. Typically, where you have a dark reflection in glass, you'll be able to look through it. The reverse is true of the sky. The sky that lightens up glass, that brightens up glass, and you can't peer through it as well as you can through a darker reflection. You'll see that the definition in the darker area is far, far superior than the definition in the brighter area, the reflection of the sky there. So there's a couple of things you can do. Well, first of all, I suppose you could put a polarizing lens on your camera. Now, I don't typically have polarizing lenses polarizing filters rather. I don't have polarizing filters on my lenses, so I have to work with the natural reflections as I find them. Here, the reflection works perfectly, because really what I want to concentrate on is the hand. It would have been nicer to have a bit more definition in the face of the bride. Now, to do that, I would have had to be a bit higher. I could have stood up, maybe. I could have stood up on the tips of my toes. That would have brought the darkness of the hedge higher up in the photograph. By the same token, if I'd dropped down onto my knees, for instance, then that would have brought more of the sky into play, and I would have lost the hand there. As it is, the balance is pretty good. The focus is all on that hand, and that hand really carries the gesture. The tenderness of the moment there is caught with that hand. I hope you've enjoyed this picture boo, the second picture boo. Do join me next Wednesday when I'll have another one for you. Thank you for listening.